Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here, and I'm back with another college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Today, we take a look at the Delaware Blue Hens, who are in the midst of transitioning from FCS up to FBS. For now, still a member of the Colonial Athletic Association for a final season here in 2024, and the Blue Hens are coming off a 9-4 2023 campaign, which saw them advance to the second round of the FCS playoffs. Caught up with head coach Ryan Carty to talk about his squad and his hopes for this season. So, coach, as we're talking here, you are a couple of days away from the season opener, but I'd like to reflect real quick on training camp. Did you get everything you wanted? Were you happy with how the group responded to everything?
Yeah, I think it was our best training camp of the 3 years that I've been here. I think we've gotten progressively better each year, and it has nothing to do with only the players, being different. It has to do with, I think, honestly, some of the players being the same. I think that's really a big key to that. You know, you have holdovers that have done it now twice, understand it better, can indoctrinate the young guys and the new transfers in a little bit easier. And the cultural piece is really something that I'm so proud of. I think has really kind of taken its next step here toward being something that is a little bit more player involved, player held. You know, when those titles mean something to those guys, when they're on the leadership council, when they're captains. And I think we've really kind of held in place some of the foundational pieces culturally that really help you get through a camp and get a lot out of it. Because there was no wasted days. There were no times where we had to stop practice in the middle of it and rah-rah them up and say, this isn't the tempo we need. It was said, you know, it was said during the bad rep, you know, it was said right after it. And I think we stayed healthy, you know, pretty much. And we stayed focused. And so I'm really excited about where we are as a team right now as far as our our preparation side.
Let's start with offense. Where do you see the strengths right now on that side of the football?
I think the offensive line, returning so many starters and returning experience and being talented, I think really helps us. Obviously, as you know, if you can move people around in the run game and keep people off the quarterback in the pass game, you're going to be all right. You can always fall back on that, whether it's a bad weather game, whether it's a game where you really just need a third and one, you can fall back on those people. And we do have a lot of leaders up front too. It's not just good players, it's leaders. It's really tough, hard-nosed guys that know how to kind of get the job done when the game's on the line now that they've had that experience. And obviously behind them, I think, would be kind of the other side of the offensive, experience side that can help us, which is Marcus Yarns and Ryan O'Connor. You know, being a kind of a second year starter now, Ryan is, and Marcus is, you know, he's our best player, really. I mean, he's our best athlete. He's our best, you know, most talented player and most versatile. You know, we can move him kind of anywhere. He can play all kinds of positions. And, we're looking to obviously get him the ball a ton of time so that he can go be himself and make us look good as coaches and as the rest of us on offense.
How about on the defensive side?
Yeah, I think the cool thing about on defense right now is we played a ton of young guys last year. They didn't get a million reps, but they got a lot. And so I think all those guys now feel a little bit more experienced, a little bit more comfortable. I think that, you know, the lights aren't going to shine as bright right now in this game one. And so I think in the secondary, you're going to see a secondary that's a little bit longer, a little bit more quick twitch, a little bit closer to every ball that's thrown than you saw last year. You know, our safeties, which play such an integral role in our off and our defense, you know, those guys are, you know, just a year more experienced. And we also added a couple pieces that I think are really talented in Jason Scott and in Mysan Pollard. And so I think those guys are really talented in the back end. And then the corners, I think, are as good of a group of corners as I've had. I've coached on teams with some very, very talented corners, NFL type guys. I don't know that I've had like 4 to 5 guys that I feel confident being out there the whole game as starters. I feel like we have that kind of depth there. You know, it's limited depth. It's about that. It's about 5 guys, you know, but I think it's all guys that if we were in there, there's no like weak link or they're going to go after that guy when he goes in. And so I think that's great. I think our D line's a little stouter than it's been. And then I think our linebacker position has the ability to be a high level linebacker position. Dylan Trainer's had so many reps over the years and he'll be that, you know, that stalwart in the middle. But we have a couple of guys, you know, Ty Davis changing to outside linebacker. I think it's really helped him. I think it's kind of where he belongs. And he's going to, I think, hopefully set the tone for our defense out there on the edge. And then there's a couple of transfers in the that are kind of going to get some reps with the Blue Hens for the first time, and Blake Matthews and Mark Vichik and Merj Malumba that can, I think, really help us as the course of the season goes on.
We need to take a break. We will have more of our Delaware preview and our conversation with head coach Ryan Carty in just a moment. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to our look at the Delaware Blue Hens and our conversation with Delaware head coach Ryan Carty. Anything surprise you in camp? Like maybe a player that wasn't on your radar to be a contributor that kind of forced your hand that they're going to be into the, you know, a part of the rotation or going to get some reps, anything like that?
That's a great question. I think there's you know, I think there's a nice little battle brewing, you know, on the D-line inside. I think, you know, Keyshawn Hunter is a really good football player for us. And I think Dom Brogna and Nick Kurecka can both add value to our team. I think that's something that, you know, I'm glad about outside after camp that, you know, those guys, I think really all three of them progressed and got better. I think on the offensive line, you know, Anwar O'Neal, or, you know, one of our right tackles, he really took a step up. And became a guy who could go out there and be a starter, which is fun to see because he's talented as heck. And he's really kind of turned a corner. I think the one person that we were looking to see what he could do because he wasn't here with us in the spring was Caleb Fourier, our tight end, who I think is going to be an extremely good weapon for us. And that was something that, you know, we just didn't know until he got here. And we still don't know until he does it in a game. But, you know, he's certainly capable athletic-wise. And then, you know, I think in the special teams realm, I think Josh Cupid, our punter, has done just an outstanding job all camp. He's been very consistent, you know, very coachable, can put it kind of where he needs to put it and understands the schemes. And so I think that'll be a weapon for us as well.
As you guys are transitioning up to FBS in this year, does that present any unique challenges day to day? And I don't even know like what would fall under that. And I don't mean like paperwork stuff and stuff like that, but things you're only going to have to deal with this year because of you're in the midst of transitioning.
There's probably one or two things, you know, as the course of time goes on, like when we're playing in the CAA, technically we're going to have a stipulation of scholarship counters per CAA game that we have. It's not going to affect us a ton, to be honest with you. We had always kind of played with a bunch of counters, whether it be half scholarships, partial scholarships, you know, seniors that you could kind of make .5s because they were in their last semester and all that stuff. And so like, we always kind of had some extra counters in there, just like every FCS team does. So it's not going to hurt us too much. We've agreed upon a number and we'll stick to it. So that there'll be some clerical work there in the 8 CAA games that really only in home games. You just have to be, you know, make sure that maybe 4 or 5 guys that know they're not going to be playing in that game. That's all. And so it'll be a little bit more NFL-ish in that sense. They'll be basically a travel roster, a dress roster. And so I see that being something. Other than that, to be honest, I don't see it being much different. I mean, this is just the 2024 CAA season. So we're going to go out there and, give everybody our best shot. We're expecting it from them. And, I think, that's kind of the beauty of football is that we get a chance to kind of live in it day to day. You know, we're not seeing it from the same perspective as maybe you or a fan or, somebody from the outside world might. And don't get me wrong, the coaches and the administration, we're going to continue to plan like we always do for this year and beyond, because that'd be silly not to kind of have your future set as well. But the day-to-day doesn't change. And we still have, the same goals remain the same, which is go out there and put a great product on the field and win each game. And so, I think that's, other than a couple of clerical things, I think, it's going to be very similar to the 2023 season. We're looking forward to some improvement.
And finally, the opener against Bryant. What are you expecting in that one? And how much of the opener is about them and how much of it is really about you and the focus on doing what we do well, and yes, we'll game plan, but let's make sure our house is in order.
Yeah, I actually said that yesterday on the CAA call. It's funny you asked that question because it does turn into that, right? I mean, there's so much stress about how are they going to be? What are they going to do? Who's their incoming guys? Who's going to be the starter? And there's so much unknown about, the fact that they could come out and run the wishbone for all we know. This is a new team. And there's unknowns on both sides. And so I think it really is kind of about how well did you prepare, to be good at what you do? How well did you prepare in fall camp and spring ball? How good are you? How talented are you? How good was your roster development over the course of the last offseason? And it does kind of come down to that, right? And then are you ready when something goes wrong to adjust and adapt and overcome? And that's where I think we're going to find out in a couple of days, did we prepare well enough? Are we comfortable enough in who we are? Are we comfortable enough with the things that we need to do to adjust in the game? And, I think is our foundation and cultural piece as good as I think it is right now? Those are the things you'll find out when things go wrong or the game's on the line.
And that will do it for this college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Delaware head coach Ryan Carty for taking the time to talk. The Blue Hen season opener with Bryant, that is set for Thursday night, August 29th at Delaware Stadium. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Now we will have another college football preview coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.